Blog Talk Radio.
Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger. Diane has been given message from the fifth dimension and higher to bring greater peace and understanding to the lives of others. She lives and experiences these higher dimensions to help our world come into balance and to raise to a higher vibration of love. You can find more information on Diane on Facebook at www.facebook.com/dbachberger1 as she shares great wisdom with the world. Let's welcome your host of Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane Bachberger.
Fifth Dimensional Living. What propels a civilization into the next step? Join me over the next hour as I take you into the fifth dimension and beyond. Today is September the 19th, 2013, and it's Thursday, and it's 11:01 a.m. When I woke up this morning, I got the word self-forgiveness, and I've been seeing and been dealing a lot with lately is going into the soul realms. And I talked a little bit about it on the show last week. I had Carol Guy as a visitor, as a guest last week on the show. So if you want to know a little bit more about what we talked about, and we talked about angelic human beings, and also the unknown and the subconscious. So please go back to a week ago, which would have been the 12th, and plug in Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane Bachberger, my name, and, you know, 11 a.m., and you'll get the show. So, I may continue and overlap a few of the ideas that have to do with that show. And I've been doing the show on Thursdays at 11 a.m. for about a month now, but prior to that, I was doing them on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. So if you want to go back further, you may do that, but just know that it was on Wednesdays. And, you know, I was talking just now about self-forgiveness. That is the first part of the inner journey. There's like a gateway, and to get through that gateway is to look within yourself and go deeply within yourself. And part of it's about self-acceptance, accepting ourselves. Once we can accept ourselves with so-called quote-unquote flaws, you know, so many people here are too critical of themselves. And in the higher realms, because we're multidimensional, we are perfection. So it's just what we're manifesting here, you know, what we create within us is reflected on the outside of us. There really is only one. But in polarity, we divide. And so we have the internal and we have the external. We have the known and the unknown, the conscious and the subconscious. So I want to talk a little bit about that today, and also some animal totems that I've been seeing, like the blue jay, spider, and the wasp. And it's just really interesting how animal totems that come into our life are a reflection of what's going on within us. So, you know, it's about the test of time also, because time in 3D, you know, is linear. When we're in fifth dimensional consciousness, we are in the moment, and things open up in the moment. So what I talk about is truth for me and for people around me in that moment. Truth up to now has been unknown, but as humanity goes within themselves and does the inner work, it'll show you which way to go when you connect to source. And right now, the job that humanity has, and I talked a little bit about it last week, was letting go to the old ways and looking within and seeing the truth and expanding your perception, because we're expanding energetically, so that becomes more accessible to us. So saying goodbye to one way and the breaking down and to recreating. You know, the soul was believed to incarnate to the flesh after being descended from heaven and passing through the gate of man here into this realm. So, you know, the polaric realm, there has been division. You know, life and death is part of that. And when we live in the higher realms, there's a pulse of life and death together. And also the masculine and feminine flow and balance. So it's consciousness is consciousness. It's just different, a little bit different, each type of consciousness. So, and then, you know, I was saying that man up to now has been living with life and death and going to this realm, passing from heaven. But also, you know, there's a realm to, or there's a passageway, I should say, to God, you know, the gate of God. And humanity has always had that, but they've not been aware of it. And what they've tried to reach out to it in this realm through going to church or having spirituality, because they're aware that they do have this aspect of themselves. So that awareness never really left. And, you know, I was talking about self-forgiveness and how important it is. It's a journey of self-forgiveness right now for humanity. And, you know, unknown is going to be more revealed as we connect to Source. And they're finding their way. Humanity is finding their way in this new way. It actually has always been there, but it's becoming open to humanity. It's an intense time, and people are mirror reflections of us. So if you see things happening around you, it's probably something you have to do within yourself. You know, I was talking last week about how I had a vision of humanity getting angry and almost being like a pressure cooker and wanting to explode. You know, it's not about just us or just them or anybody outside of you, because we all are one. So it's seeing things in a kind of a more illuminating sort of way, that there's more than just us separated from each other. It's all about connection. And there was a full moon yesterday, and, you know, this is a very strong harvest full moon, you know, in September, and it's an illuminating moon. This is, you know, the time when the farmers were able to work longer hours because of the light of the moon, you know, especially if there was clear weather, because, you know, they didn't have light way back when. It's also letting us go within and saying goodbye to things, and to opening up our understanding. So it's like a purging time and a forgiveness time, a deep time and an intense time. And like I was saying last week, it's letting go of the old and making more room for the new dream, you know, the dream time. So right now humanity may be finding that they have intense lives, because you know, time is going so quickly right now for one thing, but also, you know, dream time and wake time are becoming more merged. I was talking, I think, a couple weeks ago about, you know, sunset and sunrise, and it's like that time when you wake up from your dream time and you're still in kind of in an altered state. So it's when the magic happens. So It's all about opening yourself up to the unknown and putting an intention out there to do that. So, you know, especially if you want to have truth revealed to you, it's letting go of those old ways of, you know, book learning. You know, when you exist in the moment, it's using what you have there in that moment that reveals things to you, you know, like animal totems, numbers that come to you, things that appear to you, that, you know, you'll start having things It won't just show up once, it'll keep showing up. And, you know, the other day I was doing some painting and a wasp kept coming to me. And no matter what I did, the wasp was following me. So that led me to believe that, you know, to see that that was something important right now. So Under the Dome was a series that I've been talking about. And it's about how humanity is going through a metamorphosis, is going through this change and going into a golden age of more understanding and having things more revealed to them. But also, you know, the change, the butterfly I was talking about a couple weeks ago, you know, the butterfly goes through changes. This is what humanity is going through, some deep changes right now. So it was funny on this show, there was something that the person said. He said that you're a horrible person to this guy that's been trying to run the town. And he says, well, what do you think, I'm a criminal? And he says, no, worse, a politician. So, you know, things that are being revealed to us, you know, humanity has been able to control and manipulate and manifest for themselves, but they've let other people do it. And, you know, we can make this heaven, because heaven does exist here. We've just moved ourselves away from that reality. So it's a time where we have to really go within a look at ourselves and, you know, forgive ourselves and release any energy, but also look at the positive stuff. And it can also be a time of, like, great change, like I was saying. You may have relationships that break up. Romance may become more intense in a relationship. When you have more self-acceptance of yourself, within yourself, like I was talking about with self-forgiveness, self-acceptance is very important. When you accept yourself, then people around you will accept you more. And it's, you know, when you have more acceptance of yourself, then more pathways will open up to you. You know, I was saying that lately pathways have opened up, realms have opened up to humanity. It's because within themselves, humanity has opened that up within themselves. So when you have those pathways open up, the real truth and expanded perception occurs. Like I said, there've been intense times, and I've talked about it in the article Revelation and Revolution, talks about it, about the Pluto squares and the expansion of humanity and the expansion of the energy centers within humanity. Right now, you know, the feminine energy is the unknown energy, and dream time is, you know, things, the subconscious revealed. It's like a gift, dream time. But now that humanity has expanded, they're having more of this revealed in wake time. Or it's like wake time's not as intense, and dream time isn't as intense. What I mean is they're merging more together. They may still be pretty intense, but compared to each other, there's more flow in fifth dimensional consciousness. So humanity is going to fifth dimensional consciousness, expanding from 2 strands of DNA to 144 strands of DNA. So that's a big, intense thing. So, you know, right now, Venus is in Scorpio, and this is about balance. You know, Venus has Libra balance and Taurus within it as components of it. And Scorpio is, you know, the underworld, the journey within. Like I was saying, I've been going and doing a lot of inner work with myself. And when you do that inner work, things are revealed to you. And energetically in the higher realms, I've been doing some work, but also I've been doing work in the soul realms. So I did want to touch on that a little bit. So right now, humanity is going within themselves. And, you know, when we look up into the sky and we see a reflection of how the planets are aligned and that sort of thing, it's a reflection of what is going on within humanity. You know, these Pluto-Uranus squares that are happening from June 2012 to March 2015 are just a reflection of what's going on within humanity. It can be a time of great revolution, but also a time of great revelation. And I see that, you know, humanity's chosen to take kind of the middle path. It's not as intense as it could have been, but it's still a very, very, very intense time. So this full moon that we've had in Pisces and Sun in Virgo has been kind of a reflection of that. And the equinox that's coming, the fall equinox, on the 22nd is in Libra, so it's all about balance. And so it's a time where we can go within ourselves and do a lot of balancing. And it's also a time that we can go within ourselves and look and see what have we done wrong, or what do we think that we've done wrong, and can we learn from it? And I see that humanity is going to learn a lot about themselves. Like I've been talking about on the show, you know, things going on that haven't been right on the planet, or just a reflection of what maybe was off kilter within humanity. So, you know, just think of anything that you can think of, say the government subjecting people to things, you know, wars around the world, those sorts of things. Once we go within ourselves and offset that fear and off-balance-ness to ourselves, then we can have more peace within ourselves and more balance in other ways, and then, you know, we won't project it on the planet around us. And also, you know, I was talking about, this Libra equinox, and it's also in Venus and the north node of the moon and the node of Scorpio are all aligned. Venus is conjuncting Saturn and the north node of the moon. So it's an intense time. I guess besides that, Venus is having a grand trine with Chiron in 11 degrees, Pisces 11 degrees, and Lilith 11 degrees. So, you know, this is three different things that are 11 degrees. So that's pretty amazing. So when I look at this, and I think within myself what has been going on, humanity has been having separation with the mind, body, and the soul. And there's just a reconnection now with the mind, body, and the soul. So these different aspects are all lining themselves up to be looked at. And, you know, I was talking about going into the soul realm and doing some energy work there. So it doesn't surprise me that it's being manifested around us in that way, in a visual sort of way. Venus and Scorpio are aligning themselves pretty intensely from September 10th to October the 7th. And that shows that Venus and those aspects of Venus are aligning themselves more into the dark, which means that we're going within ourselves and looking at what aspects of ourselves that we don't really, really like. It's, you know, the dark part of ourselves. And, you know, for about 3 weeks, Venus is squaring Mars in Leo. So I'm not really going to focus on that much, but just know that whatever happens around us, and you can go listen to different shows and stuff like that and learn a little bit more. And it's just a reflection of what we're doing within ourselves, okay? So, you know, I was talking about the feminine aspect of ourselves in dream time is revealing the subconscious of the unknown. And this is the time for us to go within ourselves. And it's heavy-duty work. You know, more of the unknown that is revealed to us, the more humanity as a whole has the unknown revealed to them. And this is just part of the shift in consciousness as we expand our chakras and connect with Source. The divine energy becomes more revealed to us. The true feminine and masculine balance and mind, body, and soul are balancing. This is a time of great balance. And, you know, this harvest moon is revealing, illuminating that to us. And, you know, the equinox is also revealing that to us. So it's just a really, really, really intense time. And forgiveness, it's all about forgiveness. You know, self-acceptance, it's an affirmation of acceptance of self in spite of weakness or deficiencies. So when you go in and you start doing that inner work and you see the aspects of yourself, you can even write them down, because what goes on the outside of us is really a mirror of, or the same thing as what we have going within us. Like I said, dream time and wake time are becoming more balanced. So it will become more revealed to you, especially if you put the intention out to have parts of you that you really didn't want to deal with before revealed to you. So in polarity, we look at the positive and negative parts of ourselves. In fifth dimensional consciousness, it's looking at ourselves as a whole. So, you know, if you're still in 3D consciousness and you want to do this, so you probably look at the negative and positive aspects of yourself. I just go in and look at the whole, and I've done a lot of work with that, and it's just looking at it, feeling the emotion that you feel with it, but, you know, don't, some people do it and they overreact and they get emotional about it. Look at it within yourself and put an intention out to do it in a gentle way and to have understanding. So when you go in and you see an aspect of yourself, just say, oh, you know, what can I do about that? How, you know, I close myself down to other people. How can I change that about myself? Part of it is maybe you don't accept a part of yourself. So look within yourself. You know, I had this friend recently that every time I would get closer to them, then they would reject me. So I took it to mean, you know, there was part of myself that I wasn't looking at, but also I was opening myself up to this person, and they were, maybe there was something within themselves. So it's not always about ourselves. You have to look at that too. It may be a reflection, because we are separate, or the illusion of separation is here. So that person had to go within themselves and be more self-accepting of themselves. So self-acceptance is part of what we have to do here now to change. So if you're very critical of yourself, don't, you know, you may want to keep being critical of yourself, but it may not be a positive thing for you. Just put the intention out that it's okay for you to be who you are. That's the first step in acceptance. It's okay to be who we are. And, you know, focusing on being critical of ourselves and looking at defects might not be productive. So, you know, look at yourself as a whole. Try to do that. Think of yourself as being connected to Source, and the answers will unfold to you. So the funny thing is that, you know, when we don't accept something within ourselves, we may not be able to tolerate others that have the same thing. You know, so say a person doesn't like a thing is that, you know, they're not right into doing housework or something, but they do it, and then they see somebody else not do it, and it's something they pick on to another person. It's important that we don't pick on other people, and we, because, you know, everybody's at their own conscious level. You know, you may want to get something done within yourself, and you may say, you know, like, why haven't you done this? Why aren't you doing this? A friend of mine has a daughter that just has to finish one class in high school, and, you know, he kept bugging her about it, and I said, well, is it really doing anything? You know, because she's not going to do anything about it. It's everybody's own journey. You got to remember that. What can you do for yourself? How can you be, you know, and once you have that self-acceptance, and you have self-forgiveness, then you will be able to, you know, forgive other people. I see so many people with so bitter, and they're projecting it on other people and saying, you know, this person does this and this and this, and everybody does that. Well, there's some people that have everybody that does that to them. Not everybody will be doing that to you unless you've created it within yourself. So part of, you know, self-forgiveness is letting go within yourself of your little flaws and things like that you see as flaws anyway. I'm sure most people don't even see you that way anyway. So letting go of grudges and bitterness. And, you know, when somebody you care about hurts you, you can hold on to that, or you can look within yourself and say, hey, you know, what can I forgive within myself? And look at it as, don't take it personally. So instead of being resentful and full of revenge, which you will hold in the cellular level, and it will cause blockages and energy, you know, embrace forgiveness and move forward. You know, right now, you know, their humanity is going within themselves and seeing things they don't like, but instead of working on them, they're blowing up like, you know, like pressure cookers. Carol and I were talking about it last week. You know, it creates wounds, it creates the pain body, and it can leave you with feelings of anger, bitterness, or revenge. So forgiveness is really important right now on that inner path. And, you know, I've talked about this so many times. When you embrace forgiveness, you also embrace peace, hope, gratitude, and joy. You know, consider the pathway of forgiveness. It can change how you feel physically, emotionally, and spiritually. You know, humanity has separated themselves, that, you know, the soul, spirit, and the physical. So when you go within yourself and do this work, it expands you considerably, and you release a lot of energy. You know, I've been talking about how, you know, things around us manifest what's going on within humanity, and, you know, there's been a lot of solar flares and other things that are happening that are showing that humanity is giving off a lot of energy. So forgiveness is a choice. Self-acceptance is a choice. But when you go and take that journey and you let go of the resentments and those negative thoughts, that's part of that inner work that we're talking about, the deep inner work. And, you know, forgiveness can let you release a lot of that energy that you've been holding within yourself. So it also, this is a time where, you know, Venus is relationships. So healthy relationships comes from not blaming other people. And you feel compassion for other people and kindness. And you have understanding that people have issues within themselves and they may be directing it to you. But you don't have to take it personally, okay? Greater spiritual and psychological well-being also unfold. And, you know, the expansion of energy. And it takes you away from the physical pain body. You know, humanity, because of the ego and being in physicality, we're self-focused. And anxiety, stress, and hostility created the flight, you know, or fight or flight response with the, you know, neurological system within the body. So you'll lower your blood pressure, you'll feel happier, you won't be depressed, and you won't try to use numbing substances like alcohol and drugs to numb how you're feeling, because a lot of humanity hasn't wanted to deal with the dark stuff. But, you know, it's okay to deal with the dark stuff. And, you know, why is it easier to hold a grudge than to forgive? Well, it's because you've taken in that dark energy, but it's not flowing with the light. And as we take in more light, you know, and the cellular level is release, and love takes hold, and you won't live in fear. You'll live in love and trust, and you'll manifest things around you that create heaven here on earth. It's okay to become angry. It's okay to feel sad. It's okay to feel emotion, but dwelling on and holding it within yourself is toxic. So if you have a choice between balance of negative and positive, dark and light, grudges, love, fear, all those different things, why would you want to hold that? Why would you want to hold that energy? So, you know, sometimes, you know, people hold things inside and they blow up like a pressure cooker. And, you know, humanity is releasing that energy right now. So they are blowing up like a pressure cooker. So anger and bitterness aren't things that you want to have in a relationship. Now we're expanding love, and we're expanding understanding of love right now. And this is an exciting time. You can look at it as something, ooh, this is heavy-duty stuff. But also, look, when you wade through all that stuff and you release it, and it's gone, what do you have left? It's light and airy and loving and fluffy. And you don't have that heaviness weighing down upon you. You know, people that become depressed, they say, why did I become depressed? They had a lot of negative things happen. But it means you're shifting consciousness a lot of the time. And so you take the clue, you go within, you look at things that you've been holding within you. So how do you reach a state of forgiveness? You know, consider it. And put an intention out that it's important to have that forgiveness. And reflect within yourself. How have you reacted in the past? Has it helped you? Or has it created more problems? Have you withdrawn? Do you not associate with people because of it? When you're around people, do you get really angry? Or, you know, it's an active choice to forgive yourself and to accept yourself, but also to forgive other people. So if you forgive yourself and you have more self-acceptance and love within yourself, you'll have it for other people. And it's all about relinquishing roles that we may have created for ourselves. Like some people create the victim role. Oh, this happened to me. And, you know, I've heard so many people talk and say, well, this person did this to me and this person did that to me. And because they know I do energy work, they talk about it. So, but I don't, it doesn't bother me any. Like some people can't handle listening to people talk, but I can because I've done it within myself. And but I let people talk, and I make it. I try to reveal to them if they can't see it, and if it sparks a little light within them, then that's a good thing. So. It's letting go and letting go of things that hasn't worked. And, you know, within the human mind, the humanity is compartmentalized and held things. And has it really worked? No, it hasn't. So, you know, there was a time in higher consciousness where man and beast lived in harmony. And, you know, as you expand your consciousness and you've done the self-acceptance and the forgiveness and open yourself up to other people and see yourself as one, then you don't want to harm anything around you. You don't want to harm yourself. You don't want to create things that are held in the pain body You want to live in harmony. So you'll notice that animals and things will come up to you and will want to be friendly. And that's part of, you know, what you've created within yourself. And, you know, a long time ago they'd had stories about, you know, old God stories about, you know, living in harmony with animals, but also creating demons and that sort of stuff. You know, that is, we create our own demons in this realm. So it's all about opening up and unclouding ourselves. And when we do this inner journey and we see that we've held this energy and things about ourselves we didn't like, we had self-hate, we've released this. And this is what's awakening humanity right now. So, what I want to talk about is living in truth. When you don't lie to yourself and you don't live in fear, the truth is revealed to you and you live more in truth. You know, you hear about people that have lived their lives in a negative way and then all of a sudden really turned it around because they've gone within themselves and done a lot of that work in the self-acceptance, you know, realize, you know, I'm holding all this stuff from my past within me, and I don't have to live this way. It's all about honoring your own life and not hiding away in shame or self-loathing. You know, lately I've been seeing a lot of twins, but I was seeing female twins before, and that was when we were balancing the feminine energy. Now we're balancing that aspect of our self, the masculine energy. And, you know, doing that work I've been doing in the soul realm is a part of that. So we have been, I don't want to say had held things held back, but the energy hasn't been flowing and it's been blocked. And it's almost like people have been locked in linear time in the past. And thinking about the future is also creating fear too. So it's important that we be happy. We create things in the moment. We create that magic because we are magic beings. And when we expand that energy and release, we take in more light. And that creates more beauty within us. And it creates vitality. So just look at it the way, whatever, you know, when you're waking up in the morning, greet your day and say, you know, I am wonderful and today is a day that I can unfold and reach out to the world. You know, I was talking about the wolf energy. That's the masculine energy. But, you know, there's when you balance that energy within yourself, it's very creative energy. And it's amazing. And it's also about, you know, that creative part of yourself, but also the part of you that bonds with other people. You know, the soul realm was disconnected from humanity. It's becoming more connected now. And I'm seeing that. And I talked about it a little bit last week on last week's show, just in my intro. So you want to have, how do I say this? Less distortion within you. See yourself as you truly are, not as a person that's nasty or anything like that. See the aspects of yourself and focus on the aspects of yourself that are positive, and then you'll become more open to your true self as a light being. You know, these solar flares are showing that humanity is releasing this energy. And you know, the head, when you think about it, you know, I was talking about energy being detached. The head on the human body is at the top, right? And the blood flow to the brain has to get pumped up. You know, to other parts of the body, it flows down. So, you know, the head and the brain were created from the ego to help man in this physical realm when there was a fallen consciousness. You know, some people, you know, don't forgive themselves and they don't accept themselves and they see themselves as losers, or, you know, I'm just using it as a word. I don't like using that word. But, and they want to disappear. Well, you can create that around you. So instead of saying, you know, like a flower reaches out to the sun and says, oh my goodness, I want to get out there and have that. Instead of refusing to grow, you can see beyond what you have and the possibilities. You know, people that refuse to grow, I see their possibilities, and they may not see it, but put an intention out that they see their possibilities. You can't say to somebody, well, you know, you're doing this and this and this, and you got to do this, this, and this, when they're locked into that mindset. But your light will open them up to that. But, you know, living in the moment, the inner stillness has these things revealed to us. And as we expand our consciousness, we all become masters. You know, Tesla, that inventor, he was open to that aspect of himself, and people didn't like it. You know, people that were jealous, they wanted control. You know, there are people that want control, but that's a part of them that maybe, you know, jealousy or the ego, you know, it's working overtime. It's when we expand our consciousness, we look at things not from ego, but we look at from love. And so going beyond rigid linear time and going into the moment takes less energy. And, you know, going back and looking at things right now, we are to some degree, you know, going into linear time, but what we're doing it in the moment, and we're releasing it. So we're seeing beyond the limitations of 3D. And once you can see beyond your limitations and you see that you can really be magical, things will really unfold to you. So it's about breaking things down right now and reconfiguring things. And it's a time of change. So put blessings and intentions towards change. If you want to change, like a few years ago I put that I wanted to understand and unfold and have things revealed to me about truth. You put whatever intention you want, but put blessings and towards yourself that you, if you have trouble with accepting yourself or you have trouble with forgiving yourself, put the intention out to allow that part of yourself to unfold. You know, I was talking last week, too, about the wisdom of the unknown, having that vision, dream of the pearl in my throat, you know, revealing things that, you know, humanity hasn't really looked at. It comes from the heart. It comes from beyond the mind and consciousness within me. You know, it's from that heart within myself. So it's not. Don't consider it work. Consider it part of the shift. It's part of how we change ourselves in this physical realm. You know, it's when you go into fifth dimensional consciousness. There's more. You're more be able to shift things more quickly. But people that have held this energy will have to do the steps to unlock these things within themselves. So the more people that do this, the more we change as a collective. And the pain body within humanity was created because humanity was holding this pain within them, compartmentalizing pain and not dealing with it. And now humanity has created a heart consciousness that goes beyond the pain body. So the more of us that go on this journey, the more of us that will expand and be able to do this, okay? So I'm just going to check the chat room. Somebody said they like listening live when they can, and they left. Okay, that's fine. Good morning, Vicky Lady. And it says, what I like most about you is that you were something crazy. Well, you know, the new normal is the new crazy, I guess. You know, maybe what I say to people in 3D consciousness seems a little out there, but people that have expanded consciousness, I'm probably repeating everything they know. So it's the new normal. Okay? So what I'm just, when I talk about all these different things, you know, I got to laugh when I hear this stuff. When sometimes people say things, it actually makes me laugh because we're, you know, part of humanity is at a different vibrational level, and they vibrate in love or heart consciousness. So things that and steps to take to be able to do things are unfolded to them, and it's all about going within yourself to start off with. But you know, some of us were born into higher consciousness, and you know, the ego is still here, but it plays a lesser role. You know, within humanity, the ego was security and safety, and to be able to exist in a, you know, in a 3D physical realm. But it also is based on fear, and in higher consciousness, it's based on love. So we go way beyond what we've experienced here now. So many more people will be experiencing that. And it's, I'm going to put a quote here. It's, you know, after I say another couple things, it's up to us to clean ourselves up, okay, in the physical realm. And but you'll have ticklings and messages to help you on that inner journey. And, you know, people get angel messages. People get numbers. There's all sorts of things because, you know, beings from the higher realms really want to help humanity. And they know that this shift in consciousness will help everyone in the long run. So, but, it, you know, Carol Guy last week, she says, you know, despite going through all this, you know, the more play we have and the more fun we have and the more wonder that we have, now that's me saying that, in the moment, she says, more play, more things open. So when you're living in the moment and living in that heart consciousness, more things will manifest for you, more things will open for you, you'll get things that you need in the moment. But, you know, like I also said that, you know, we're going through this deep inner journey, Saturn time, like I talked about last week, and going within, dealing with the dark energy, it's a time to grow. And then you have less things impacted on you, and it's lighter, and you can, more light within you, and you just can pop up and flourish and grow. And it's not about motivating people, it's about informing people. And it's divine work. It's through source that I'm doing this work. And it's not about the ego saying, oh, look at what I do and sort of that sort of thing. It's how can I make it easier for other people to do it for themselves? That's what it's all about. And we learn to see the beauty in everyone. I look at people and I don't say, oh, well, this and this and this is wrong with them. I look within and I see my inner brightness, and I see it in other people. So no matter how dismal people might feel about themselves, I always see that bright side of them. You are that bright side, and it's up to you not to take that other people's stuff. You know, people have their own stuff, but once you get into higher consciousness, you learn that it's their soul's will. Whether they want to learn or not, it's their choice whether they want to shift consciousness or not. Consciousness is just shifting energy and making that decision to release some energy that we've held within ourselves. You know, a lot of people think, ooh, you know, I'm going to shift consciousness, I'm going to fly away. It's not about that. It's fifth dimensional consciousness is still in a physical realm. Even though we're multidimensional, we chose to be here, well, at least some of us anyway. And, you know, when we shift consciousness, it's just about the energy. And it just happens, okay? Once you start to do that inner work, you start shifting, and your upper heart chakra opens up, and you see things in a different light. And it's pretty amazing. So, you know, I wanted to talk about the blue jay. I just got to look it up here. I'm using the book Animals Speak by Ted Andrews, Spiritual and Magical Powers of Creatures, Great and Small. And the blue jay is on 121 of the book, and the keynote, the proper use of power year-round. The blue jay has been thought of as a bully and a robber, and although it can have those tendencies, it has other qualities that make it stand out. For those whom the jay comes as a totem, it can reflect lessons in using your own power properly. So when you go within yourself and you look at things and you have understanding, you expand your consciousness, you don't want to bully people. You know, I see fracking the earth as, you know, bullying the earth. When, you know, you shift consciousness, you want to do things in a more positive way. You want to change the way things are done, so you don't have to do that. So it's also reflecting lessons and allowing yourself to be placed in a position in which power is misused against you. So we were talking about how, you know, some people might look at people who talk about being victims, and they will use that against the person and actually do it to them again. So it's important that you look at that aspect of yourself right now as you go on that deep journey within yourself, okay? So it comes from the Latin word meaning Gaia, so it has to do with Mother Earth. And the father and the mother, Uranus is the father heaven, resulted in the first creatures, and the mother earth, Gaia, who had appearance of life. This reflects much about the intrinsic power associated with the jay, his ability to link the heavens and the earth. So right now, you know, I was talking about, you know, humanity coming from heaven and actually going back to heaven, but doing it in the birth and death cycle. Humanity is opening up that aspect of themselves, and you know, the blue jay represents that link to heaven and earth and for greater power within us. The black and white markings found on its blue wings also reflect the same ability. So the sky separates the heavens and the earth. You know, the heavens represents on the blue jay by the white and the earth the black. This is a totem that can move between and tap the primal energies at either level. The jay is aware of this innate ability and is reflected in its blue crest. The higher knowledge can be used. So, you know, I was talking this week a little bit about the unknown, and I talked about it quite a bit last week. So the blue jay reveals the known, higher knowledge, coming from higher realms or coming from source. So the blue jay, I saw the blue jay yesterday and it was looking at me. So it you could be dabbling in both worlds. You could be, you know, doing the spiritual stuff and doing the earthly stuff but not connecting them. And this lets you know that you have a lot of ability, but it may be scattered. And it's important to, you know, look at what you're dabbling at and see how they relate to each other. And, you know, some people know a lot about a lot of different things, but it's opening up to yourself to being a true master, to connect to source, to having information revealed to you when it's needed, you know, instead of feeling, some people feel like they have to know everything. Well, when you're living in higher consciousness, what you need to know comes to you. So going within yourself and going on that journey of self-acceptance and freeing yourself requires dedication, responsibility, and committed development in the physical and the spiritual. So, you know, the blue jay is connecting the physical and the spiritual together. You know, we're talking about all those different planets that are aligning themselves. Those are all planets that are aligning, you know, the physical, the soul, and the body. I mean, the spirit, I should say. So the blue jay is a reminder to go and talk about that. You know, I was getting that message, and I could have said, oh, well, you know, that's a pretty bird. But I chose to look at it and say, hey, you know, what is happening within me? What is happening within humanity? And it's a time of great resourcefulness and adaptability is unfolding to humanity right now. So it's a time to develop those abilities. And, you know, when humanity goes within themselves, they can see that there's a resourceful part of themselves that's going to be open to opportunities, to intentions. Put intentions out to have opportunities, but also be aware that you, when you can access them, okay? It's a member of the crow family, the blue jay, and most crows have no fear. So, you know, crows and jays gang up and harass and drive off owls and hawks, and you know, the jay is fearless. So this will allow you to live in fearlessness or in love, and you connect with the deepest mysteries, so you will be receptive to them. You know, it's not about, you know, going on the inner journey and helping yourself. It's how we are all interconnected with ourselves. And it will help you connect with the mysteries of the earth and the things within the heavens and the unknown. So it's pretty amazing. So I just wanted to touch on that. And I will talk about the spider a little bit, but I think what my computer kind of shut down here, so I'm going to reopen it. I also wanted to talk about, let me see, the wasp. And this is, it's called, well, I posted it on the chat. It's called the astrotarotwisdom.blogspot.ca 2010-06 shamanic totem wasp. So I'll post that after the show if you want to go back and listen to it. The wasp is a female warrior and shamanic healer, taking us to look at our lives and ask if we were fighting the good fight. So taking a good look at yourself, going within, we were talking about, wake up, do your spiritual work, to thine own self be true. And it also conveys protection. So I was seeing a wasp, and it kept on, you know, I was doing some painting, and it kept on coming at me, but it wasn't hurting me, and it was flying over my head. So it's like going within and looking at and doing the spiritual work, you know, it was kind of flowing around my crown chakra. And her compassion is the highest form of compassion, which assists others in learning the difficult lessons of power and humility. And, you know, this wasp also, they say the wasp comes from the soul realms, so it's not originally from this realm. So it's coming here to awaken or have you connect with that aspect of yourself. Those things that we've hidden away from ourselves, that we become more familiar with if we are open to them. So anyone gifted with the wasp female warrior medicine must cultivate humility. To use the sting for purposes of ego is a grave mistake. Only those committed to peace may walk with the power of the sting in the left hand. Her intense alternating stripes of yellow and black symbolize duality, yin and yang. So it's about, you know, duality, but it's also about the spiritual aspect of ourselves and connecting them all. So the extremes, which alchemize in the heart, create a transcendent and a beautiful whole. So despite living in polarity in this 3D existence, it's showing that we can shift this when we open up the upper heart within ourselves. So this is an important part of humanity to be able to do this, and they are doing it. They're going within, doing a lot of work. They're seeing what isn't right within themselves, and they're seeing it also outside of themselves now. So it's a great awakening. Create a transcendence as a beautiful whole. And the wash shows up when we're learning to bridge the duality of life and death. And the soul realm has always been the realm where, you know, where they call the afterlife, or the, you know, the soul goes. So, you know, as we balance this splitting of life and death, and birth or death, it's like a transformation within ourselves, and it can be a personal healing crisis. You know, I've known people that to have gone through this. They're clearing a lot of this energy within themselves, and they suddenly start healing because they've a lot of the toxins within themselves, and they're, you know, feeling terrible for a few days, and they're throwing up and stuff, and I'm just saying you're going through a healing crisis. But, you know, once you're finished with it, you think, wow, you know, I went through that, and you can laugh at it, not in a way that you think it's funny, but it's like, oh, I got through that sort of thing. So when you face the big issues of life and death, worrying about anything else is truly laughable, they say here. So this wasp is pretty powerful, and it wouldn't leave me alone. So I thought, okay, when something is persistent, it has a message. So humanity now is doing this work. They're speaking truth. They're going within themselves. And this wasp totem gives you protection to be able to do that. And also, all those soul realms are opening up to humanity. So when you go into dream time, and if you're having, you know, kind of strange dreams about afterlife or people that you've known, you know, this is unfolding for you. This is what's happening right now. So it's pretty amazing stuff. You know, I was talking earlier about the ego and how the ego created, you know, how we deal with things in the physical way in the pain body, but also it created the nervous system within us to be able to use our senses. And when we go into fifth dimensional consciousness, we go beyond the five senses, and the nervous system changes. There's less intense energy within the mind, and you're not living in fear. So some of this is released, and the pain body is released. You know, I was seeing this wasp on the top of my head, but it was also flying around my heart area and around my throat and around my nose. So it was flying around my head. And, you know, this is, it's connecting these things, but also it's connecting the soul realm to the, you know, to the earth and within humanity. It's pretty amazing. This is 2013 is a year of expansion of humanity, and you know, it's been very strange energy. And I was talking about, you know, how the masculine energy is opening up to humanity. You know, we are what we write. We are who we are inside. That is our true selves. So, you know, wanting to be the truest self you can be is important right now. So the physical pain, the negative energy trapped within us, in those, you know, within the chakras, have been there for eons. It gets released as we absorb more light. So, you know, releasing this energy when we absorb more light is what's happening right now. I've been doing some energy work in Banff, and there's aura above Banff. And, you know, this is part of the work is to do with the pain body within humanity. Within the soul realm, there's been some misuse with the dragon energy for humanity, and this is being resolved right now. This is heavy-duty, dark, intense energy. You know, part of the ancient ones and part of the original male energy has to do with dragon energy in the soul realm and the splitting, you know, within. So we're taking back the masculine energy, and we're taking back, you know, this kind of darker energy. And what we talk about, you know, when you live in the moment, you experience life and death in eternal time. You experience life and death simultaneously. You know, I was talking about Under the Dome, the butterfly, you know, breaks open. And when we go within ourselves, the chrysalis opens up and we become who we really are. The butterfly awakens that part of ourselves that we've been holding back, you know, maybe. So when you go on this journey, put the intention out to do it to the best of your ability. the tyranny of the brain, you know, the humanity, you know, the manifestation of how man reacts to things and does it from a logical point of view, it separated itself from the heart. And it also is a part of that energy from the soul, or that, you know, some of that dragon energy, or some of that masculine, tyrannical, distorted energy in polarity. So right now we're reintegrating the feminine energy within ourselves and the masculine energy, and we're turning away from the tyrannical, dominating type of energy. So, and it, you know, I talk about how sometimes I was blowing up electrical equipment because I had so much electricity within myself, and I've been balancing it. So when you do balance that light, you know, you can exist anywhere. Also about, you know, I've been talking about water and holding the frequency. Water holds frequency, and the changing of the energy of water has been going on. And, you know, I was also, let me just get this straight here, the throat and the head. And lately, you know, humanity has been doing a lot of work within themselves, and there's a lot of release. So if you have a really clogged throat or head or nose, you know, you're releasing a lot of energy, and it has to do with, partly to do with this soul realm and bonding it with the heart within yourself. And it opens up perception too within, because part of the nose, you know, in energetically wise, I'm talking about, part of that energy reveals things. There's when the chakras expand, there's a part of the chakra that just around the nose that opens up and reveals more things to you. You know, right now humanity has been very confused and befuddled because there's been blockages in that energy. Prior to things unlocking and opening up, sometimes it's manifested in, you know, the nasal sort of thing. So I'm just, you know, talking about things that are coming to me. You know, humanity has been in a coma-like state, and it's about reintegrating the masculine part of ourselves within the feminine to have that revealed to us. So it's we're crystallizing this right now. We're becoming more light. You know, the water is crystallizing within us as we take in more light. So as we balance this energy, it becomes more real. Truth becomes more real for us. So it's all about, you know, this balance of energy. It's about being kind of in between life and death. So some people may be feeling really crappy. I guess that's the easiest way I can say it. It's about looking at ancient memories and where we went wrong. It's really going deep, you know, and digging through crap. You know, it's going to, but I don't want to focus on that, because when you make the intention to go within and to do the work, and you say to yourself, I don't want to have the crap that goes with it, then you won't have it happen. I just wanted to have the experience to see what humanity would go through, so I chose to take that path when I took it. So we have the water frequency is changing within us, and it's changing on the planet. You know, how you can see water and light glistening on the water. Light absorbs into the water. You know, energy never dies. It just shifts. So light is captured and held within us on a cellular level because we absorb light, and we're holding, you know, that light energy within us. But, you know, whatever happens within us happens to the water around us. So you may find that, you know, a couple of weeks ago I was talking about how people were in the water, but there was no wind, but the water was going churning. it was churning within me. So it was happening on the outside. So when we absorb more light, we trigger a lever that opens and releases resonance of the past lives and energy that is blocked or has less flow within us. And as we take on more light, it triggers the light body. You know, you've heard about the light body. The light body is just part of us that is within all of us, but it actually triggers it. So the light body is different than the solar plexus energy, though, okay? And when we expand the light body, the pain body kind of gets, I don't want to use the word melted away, but it gets kind of, there's alchemy within it. And the brain and the nervous system have to do with the pain body. So, you know, the nervous system within humanity happened, you know, I was saying, because of the ego. And pain became because of ego survival. So we also, besides the light body, we have the dark body within us too. So, but they were split from each other. Now we're taking those energies within each other. And the upper heart opens, you know, from the front or the back. When we go into light body, we take in more energy. So it's really to your benefit to go within and do that work, because when you release all that energy, you also open up that light body and it activates the energy within you and opens up different chakras. So the upper heart chakra opens, and it opens from front and back. And you may be feeling some pressure in your chest, or you may be feeling a bit of chest pain, you know, if you haven't gone beyond the pain. And it's good to get that checked out to make sure, you know, you're not having some heart issues. But I know so many people that go and find out there's nothing going on. But after this happens, you may be sitting there and you might feel pulsating between the shoulder blades, and this is an activation afterwards, after the upper heart opens up. And, you know, some people call it getting your angel's wings, but it's really, you know, like a type of energy that's connecting and blending. So when this happens, what the amazing thing is that the pain body is recessed, and it's holding a different resonance and within the cells, and it's released. So I actually was, quite a few years ago, was driving in a car, and I had the experience happen. I was like, whoa, like I felt like this big release come off of me. So, you know, the light body and taking in more light happens easier when we release a lot of this energy or dark energy that we've been holding. You know, and wave patterns of water within us actually take in the light and goes within us to a cellular level. So the cells within us actually change and, you know, become actually what we were originally. So it's just like, you know, how you know how you see creatures in the desert and they when there's water they're fine, and then when they don't have as much or light or whatever, they kind of go into a coma or a hibernation. Well, this is what happens with humanity. So it's all about balance. It's all about looking within ourselves. You know, I went to Emerald Lake. I've been there a few times. And you look at the water, it's so glistening and so energetic. And I felt like I got an activation there too. But it's so incredible that you know, most people should go there and get that kind of activation. But there's different places where there's crystallization within water that you can, you know, have that experience. And it's pretty amazing, so... You know, it's just, there's so many things going on within humanity now, and it's you know, a lot to cover. So I was talking about the spider, too. And this is in 344 of Animal Speak, And the keynote is creativity and weaving of fates. This spider has shown up in myth and lore throughout the world. Usually its symbolism has been very similar wherever it is used. In India, it was associated with Maya, the weaver of illusion. It had some connections to the fates in Greek mythology and the Norse and Scandinavian lore. Women who would weave, measure, and cut the threads of life to the Native Americans. Spiders, the grandmother, and linked to the past and the future. Unlike insects, spiders have two sectional body instead of three, often giving the figure eight kind of appearance. This is conjunction with its eight legs and links it to the mystical part of associated with the geometric form of the figure eight. So on its side, there is a symbol of infinity. So if you look at the spider on the side, it's a symbol of infinity. The wheel of life flowing from one circle to the next. The difficulty is learning to walk these cycles or even hold your position with the middle of the two. Spider teaches you to maintain a balance between past and future. So, you know, living in the now, physical and spiritual, male and female, and living from heart consciousness. Spider teaches you that everything you now do is weaving what you will encounter in the future. In the tarot deck is a card, the Wheel of Fortune. This is the card that has to do with rhythms. The rise and the fall, the flow and the flux is linked to the energies of honor and fame and the sensitivities necessary to place themselves within the rhythm of nature. Meditation upon this card would be beneficial for anyone with a spider as a totem. So the spider awakens creative sensitivities. So it's going within that cell, the soul realm again, and taking back that and releasing and the energy from the masculine energy that's been distorted. It weaves a web of intrigue, and it influences subtly the present and the future, and it deals with the past. So the past, humanity is going within themselves and dealing with things they've held from the past to be able to release and live in the now. So the webs will take a spiral shape, the traditional form of creativity and development. The spider found within the web reminds us that we are the center of our own world. The ancient mystery schools had one precept inscribed above their portals: know thyself and thou shalt know the universe. Spiders remind us the world is woven around us. We are keepers and the writers of our own destiny. It is a web by our thoughts and our actions. So the spider, because of its characteristics, has come to known to be associated by mystics and in the mythology with three predominant expressions of magic. The first is the magic and energy of creation. It's a symbol of creative power reflective first in its magic. And it is a symbol of creative power reflected in its ability to spin a silken web. It is also associated with assertiveness of the creative force of keeping the feminine energies of creation alive and strong. So we've been talking about, you know, the negative masculine aspect of polarity. And, you know, I've talked about the feminine too, but it's the symbol of this creative energy, that part of the masculine energy and the feminine energies of creation alive and strong. So it has ties to characteristics of some of the spiders in the female black widow, which will kill and eat the male after it has mated. So, but that energy is the distorted feminine energy. So the third prominent magic of the spider is associated with its spiral energy that links it with the past and the future. The spiral of the web converging at the center point is something to be meditated on with this totem. Are you moving towards a central goal? Are you scattered and going in multiple directions? Is everything staying focused? So it's all about focus now. You know, I was talking about that a little bit before. Are you becoming too involved and self-absorbed? Is the ego taking over? Are you focusing on others' accomplishments and not your own? So it's all about balance, balancing. And spider is a guardian of the ancient languages and alphabet. Every society has myths about the different languages and alphabets and how were they formed. So, you know, the spider is a very important being to connect different realms, like the soul realm with the heart realm of Earth. I'm saying that, you know, it doesn't say it here. So it's It's been associated with death and rebirth, so there's that again. Part of the of this may have to do with the fact that the female spiders will kill and eat the male. So it's often the insect world, and I'm seeing, you know, these two insects, you know, the wasp and the spider lately. So it's constantly building, weaving new webs. And, you know, humanity has been caught in a web. So it's seeing beyond this web, and it has a lunar symbol. It's tied to the waning and waxing of the moon. For those with this totem, the pattern is a reminder to remain balanced. And, you know, polarity is separation, so balancing this here in this realm. So spider teaches that through polarity and balance, creativity is stimulated. So when we go within ourselves and we balance and release energy and we look at ourselves in a positive way, we can actually stimulate creativity, but also it's opening up our energy to flow in higher dimensional consciousness, like fifth dimensional consciousness, and taking us beyond what we've experienced here and seeing bigger possibilities, seeing our possibilities. It says, books, movies, and television have a tendency to promote fear of spiders in the general public. Most spiders are poisonous, they say. This is how they kill or stun their prey. You know, the spiders control insect populations. But, you know, spiders are beings that are very delicate if you look at them. And they're very agile, though. So balance and walk the teeny threads with ease. You know, they can balance things. They can see through. It's one of the mysteries throughout the ages, you know, how a spider does that. Myth and lore often speak of individuals who have learned to walk the threads between life and death. So we're going into heart consciousness, into mastery, and it's looking and seeing ourselves beyond what we've experienced here. So it's taking us beyond life and death. And between the physical and spiritual, you know, this is what the spider takes us. And I was talking about how, you know, the soul realm right now is changing, and part of us has changed. So that's why that's happening. Most people have little or no contact with bigger spiders, but they often see a wide variety around their home. Many of these serve vital functions, and they kill insects. You know, I have spiders around me, and I've been outside and I show people and they freak out, ah, spider. But, you know, that's maybe part of the dark part of themselves that they don't want to deal with. You know, this reflects how to express the creative energy. So if you accept this totem and you look at it and you're not afraid to look at it, it's inaccessible things will be revealed to you. That's basically what I'm saying. So weave your creative thread in the dark, and then the sun hits them, they will glisten. So, you know, the water holds a lot of energy, and the feminine energy. So this ties in, you know, the spider ties in a lot of this energy. So what are you doing? Are you weaving your dreams and imaginings into reality? Are you using your creative opportunities? Are you feeling closed and stuck as if in a web? Do you need to pay attention to your balance around you, or do you need to write? Are you inspired? So if you have things that you see within you that you want to look at, are you writing them down? You know, maybe you can't do it within your mind. Are you inspired to follow through? It's all about following through, carrying through with it. Remember, the spider is the keeper of the knowledge of the primordial alphabet. So when you write things down, you may have better access to what's going on. You know, the unknown, write it down, because it may slip through the human mind. You know, if you haven't unlocked that part of yourself that opens these things up within you, it's better when you're in dream time or something to write them down. And it's be this creative part of you. So it's pretty interesting how humanity has done that. You know, the harvest moon, it illuminates this part of us. You know, we were talking about the spider and having the sunshine illuminate the web. Well, the harvest moon, this moon has helped humanity, or is unlocking something within humanity to be able to open themselves up to this autumn equinox, which will help humanity go on an even deeper journey. So the full moon that occurs closest to the fall equinox is a really important moon. So it's called the corn moon because of that, okay? And it's a really intense moon that's happening for humanity. You know, the harvest moon will be visible for North American viewers, it says here, on Thursday night. Well, it'll be, even though the full moon is kind of in transit right now, the effect of the harvest moon is really intense right now, and it will open up and illuminate things for you, especially if you go on that inner journey. It's pretty amazing, amazing stuff. And, you know, the journey of forgiveness is an intense one, too. It's the beginning of the journey within yourself. If you have forgiveness within yourself, it will dissolve the bitterness that's killing you. You know, the Mayo Clinic has done studies, and it's that holding on to grudges and bitterness makes health problems. So you see people having heart problems. They've held things within them. They've been hurt in the heart. So, you know, it stands to reason once you unlock that part of yourself and release a lot of that, then your blood pressure, you'll have less problems with chronic pain, less depression, and you won't want to use alcohol, and you'll want to go outside of yourself and trust again. And so it's all about forgiveness. You know, it gives you a sense of relief and comfort too. And I know that a lot of people right now felt like they were shifting and they withdrew from people. And it just means that you had to clear a little bit more energy out. So don't, you know, torture yourself with any painful issues anymore. Get a hold of that part of yourself that connects to Source and put an intention out that you unlock the heart and connect to Source and have self-healing. You know, self-forgiveness and acceptance unlocks healing within you. And release that pain body. Ask to have the pain body released. I had it, and it was pretty intense. And it's like, wow, why did I even hold that within myself? And, you know, it'll bring profound changes to your life. You'll see things from a different way. You won't be focused on pain anymore. You'll be able to talk to other people and share with other people instead of focusing on yourself and being held in that ego. And that, you know, your nervous system will change. You won't feel fear anymore. You'll be fearless. And it affects your body in such a great way, taking in that light once you open up the upper heart. So it's determination. It's saying, you know, I want to do this. And you will, when you shift consciousness and you expand your energy, you'll draw things to you. So it's really important to stay in that positive state of mind, keep in the higher frequency. And, you know, prayer and intention is very important. And when you're going within yourself, and I talked about this before, you know, some of us have those negative self-destructive things that play over and over again from the past, and they're held at a cellular level. Write them down. If you have a negative thought, say, I draw negative people to me. Say you've got that in there and you've got these things going on in your mind. Say, I used to draw negative people to me. Now I draw positive, beautiful, influential people that'll help me in my journey to expansion. You know, it's looking at the things that hurt you and then seeing new perspectives, new possibilities, and releasing that emotional vulnerability. You know, when you're strong and you're accepting and you love yourself, nobody can hurt you. You know, even if people say painful things, just say, well, you know, that's their issues. And you don't even have to say it to them because they probably won't want to hear it anyway. And then it's important to listen actively. You know, you can listen to somebody go, blah, 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 and then you're thinking, what am I going to say next? But it's not all about us. It's about connecting with other people too and actively listening to other people. So the journey of forgiveness, it's not about the other person. It's about ourselves at the beginning. But then once we forgive ourselves and go on that journey and release that stuff that's eating us up inside, then you've done it within yourself, so you can do it for other people. And they'll see that aspect of yourself and go, wow, I want to be like that. How can I change myself? You know, people get cancer from having, you know, that Scorpio or that cancer energy within themselves. It's important to see that part of yourself and let the past go. Is it serving you any? Is it serving you? Do you have those people in your life anymore? No, but they're still there because you're holding them there. It's all about doing it differently, going within ourselves, seeing it, dissolving the corrosion of bitterness, and, you know, not rationalizing or blaming or hiding from other people or lashing out even. You know, I've seen some people lash out, and I'm like, okay, I can try to explain this to them or just try to shine in my own light, and they will pick up that energy. And more often than not, just doing that and not reacting back has really shifted people. So are you in a chronic dysfunctional relationships? Why are you there? Is it because you think you don't deserve better? We do deserve better. So it may be something you don't want to leave, but there's parts of yourself you can look at. And when you change them within yourself, maybe you can deal with how other people are around you and deal with it better. So are you finding yourself getting angry for no good reason? Go within yourself and look, and what is making me angry? You know, people will cut you off, and why are you tightening up your chest and holding it within inside and getting upset about it? It's better to talk about it and to look at it, okay? So there's a lot of things going on, like I said, within humanity, and it's a deep time. It's not an easy time, and it's about self-acceptance, okay? And if you can do that, it'll be really great for everyone, okay? Anyway, I'm just trying to find out where I left off, because I just hope this didn't get cut off. Nope, there we go. I went over the time, and I notice, well, maybe I can fit this person in really quickly, okay? Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane speaking. Would you like to share something, or? Okay. Sometimes people press one and, you know, they're listening, but it might have gone over, you know, I've gone over the time, but just know that do things in love, and I'm with you all. I'm putting intentions out that humanity be able to go within and do that inner journey, look at themselves, see what's not needed anymore, release it, and, you know, live in love. See things around us. Make changes around us. Once we can change things within us, we can change things around us and create things in a better light and better beauty, okay? Much love, and I'll be back next Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Thanks very much for listening in. And be easy on yourself, okay? It's put out that intention that you do this and it will happen. Much love. Take care.
Thank you for listening to This Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger, bringing awareness to our world of greater love. For more information on Diane, please visit www.facebook.com/dbachberger1. May your hearts and minds always be open to experiencing a greater world.